106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, this is a birthday-centric question. So if you know anybody who was ever born, then we're gonna need your help on this. 916-909-1065. Because if you've got friends or family members, there's a chance you've been invited to a birthday party at some point in your life.
And if you haven't, you need to look at yourself.
Right. At what point can we stop buying birthday presents, especially for friends? Like, at what age, at what point, what's going on here? We have a birthday party for somebody that we collectively know coming up, and, you know, it's this person's over 40, and it's a real question of, like, well, do we get them a gift? Do we do that? Are we still doing that? 916-909-1065. And I think we're torn in this room.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, very torn.
I say no.
Katie says no, you don't buy a gift.
No. And here's the cutoff. Once somebody, in order for them to really enjoy a gift, you'd have to spend a lot of money, and they're just your friend, you don't need to buy them gifts anymore. Because at some point, whatever that person really wants or needs, because we're grown-ups, is too far out of your price range for a friend. And anything else is just sort of you spending money for no reason to give them something that they don't want or need.
Okay.
So that's just giving them...
Is that rule just for friends?
Just for friends.
So not for spouses?
No.
Not for significant others?
No.
Not for parents?
No.
Siblings?
I don't give my siblings anything for their birthday.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
What am I going to get my brother, who owns his own home and has children, short of, and I don't want to do this every year, a nice bottle of wine?
Something heartfelt.
Yeah.
Like maybe. What?
You know, all gifts don't have to be a cash value. It could be like a small gift that's specifically for that person.
That I have to hope that he wants to keep in his home, right?
Yes. Kevin, you are the king of gift giving.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you adamantly disagree with Katie, correct?
Yes. If you're invited to a party, don't show empty handed. At least get like a little gift that kind of shows that you thought about it, thought about them, and celebrate their special day. I don't care if they keep it or not.
So
oh,
this
you don't. So
I
it
don't.
Is a waste of your money.
Not a waste of money. I'm paying for that moment of excitement.
So this person that we all know that has a birthday coming up, they are over the age of 40. It is not a milestone birthday for this person either. Kevin, are you going to get him something?
I think I'm going to get him like a little gift.
Like what?
Well, it's a lot of backstory of who he is, but I'm going to get him like a lemon key lime pie.
Oh, an edible gift.
Okay, yes. If it's edible or if you can consume it, to me, that's not a gift.
I agree with Katie on that.
What?
Like a bottle of wine, I don't consider to be. That's
it's
like
a, it's a
housewarming thing or
right.
Something. You know what I mean? Some text messages we're getting into 909-1065. Gifts is a love language, definitely Kevin's love language.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, that's how they show and feel value. I think you should always give a gift, even if it's just a gift card or flowers.
Yes.
Here's another one.
If it's flowers, to me, that's like an edible gift. It's not something that's going to last forever.
So don't even do it?
But it makes you feel good.
I would get somebody flowers before I would buy them a thing.
If they're a good friend, it's another text message. If they're a good friend, then you do something together for their birthday.
Oh,
otherwise,
see?
Forget it. No more gifts past the age of 45. They say 45 is the cutoff.
Okay.
I mean, this person I don't believe is 45, so they would still be gift-giving eligible. I mean, I can see both sides on this. Katie, are you saying that we don't have to get you anything for your birthday anymore?
You
love gifts on your birthday. Good point, Gavin.
Okay, first of all, Kevin, what did you get me for my birthday?
Well, it's his birthday too.
Right.
Okay, so it's a wash.
Gavin
exclusively gets me something for that is really for this show.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you bought a gift for my birthday that was not for this show?
I can't remember.
No, you can't.
But I put infinitely more thought and time and sometimes money into those gifts that are for the show than I would for me, just your personal use.
Of course.
I feel like that should still count. But are you saying...
No, it doesn't still count because you just told me you wouldn't do it if it was just for me.
Wouldn't do it as big and as bold and as expensive.
Right, so that it doesn't count.
So can we stop?
Yeah.
Okay. You heard it here first,
okay,
folks.
I wouldn't stop gift giving. I mean, I would still give a gift if it's like you got invited to a party. But if it's like just your day celebrating, I'm not going to get you a gift.
Okay, I think we could end on this. I think the rule should be after 40, you buy him a meal.
Okay.
Or something perishable so it isn't just crap for your house.
Kevin?
I'm not. You can do that. I'm not getting hated by people, okay? I'm standing hard. If you invite me to your party, I'm showing up with a gift.
That's okay. Right. So let the boy stand hard.
Right.
Okay, stand hard.